I do love my showbiz introductions there. Did you like that?
It's pretty good. Very
it's
good.
Not bad, is it? I think you should have that as you walk on stage. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, why not?
Are the headphones up a bit too loud?
No, it's lovely.
Fine. Lovely. Right, I'm joined in the studio by Bob Shuffle, guitarist and saxophonist, Jerry Slattery. Why can't I say Gary? Jerry Slattery, who's lead vocals and guitar, who are the Burns Brothers. They're a very popular duo that play all around Essex, all over the country, in fact. And they've come in today to play live in the studio. So good morning, lads. Good
morning.
Before we talk about all the gigs and stuff you've got coming up, when did you first pick up the guitar, and also did you know each other from childhood?
No, we didn't.
We had different childhoods for a start. Yeah. He's 10 years ahead of me.
Yes, I am.
Although it doesn't look like it, but I am 10 years older than you.
Well, you know, it doesn't really. No. Is that, what are you looking at me like that for?
Why do you think? He's 10 years older than me.
I know, but you both look... You're very handsome men. That's what I'm trying to say, for radio purposes.
That's very
You'd
kind.
Never know. You would never know there was any
we've
age
got faces for radio, anyway.
Yes, thanks definitely. Very much. When did you pick up the guitar? How old were you when you started on the guitar?
Probably in the 70s. In the 70s.
Yeah.
I just joined a group of guitar players and started from there. It was all Ralph McTell stuff and... folky stuff, really, at the beginning. I used to go to folk clubs and do floor spots and things. Mm. That way you get them for nothing. You don't have to pay. You take a guitar along.
Yeah.
And I met Jerry over 21 years ago. We first did our first gig together 21 years ago because the Burns Brothers were already in existence. Another sax player before me and Jerry were the Burns Brothers. They'd be going forever.
Yeah.
Is that right, Gerald?
Yeah, well, 10 years, I think, with the other guy, and then you've latched on like a limpet for the last...
just 21, go away.
21
keep,
years.
You keep booking like the gigs just for yourself, and then you just turn
it
up.
Just, I don't know where he finds it out.
I've done well
I don't
myself.
Put it on the website or anything.
So you both started playing... What about yourself, Jerry? When did you pick up the guitar? How old were you?
I was 11.
Yeah.
I found a battered old guitar when I was...
Brought it
kid.
With him today.
Hello, right here. Here is that, no. When I was walking the streets as a kid, trying to find my parents. And I basically just restrung it.
Yeah.
Then realised I was left-handed.
Right.
So I took the strings off and put them around the other way. And that was that.
What did you grow up listening to? What sort of music did you like?
Beatles, Elvis, The Who, Queen, just... stuff, you know.
And did you kind of both join a band, and then you got your responsibilities of sort of in jobs, and what happened with the music? Have you always done music full time? Have you done it sort of in between doing everything else?
I've always, it's all I've ever done. I've never done a day's work in my life.
Mm. Well, no, you say that, but it is a day's work when
you
do gigs.
Well, that's the thing.
People
don't realise
that.
Yeah, they see you playing for a couple of hours a night and think that's it.
Yeah,
you know, it really isn't like that, and it takes a lot. To get to that point.
It's one of those things where people sometimes say as well, and I always talk to musicians about this when they come in. They say, oh, could you do this gig for us? And you go, okay, where is it? How much is it? Oh, no, I thought. And it's like, but you wouldn't invite a plumber to your house and say, here, can you just fit the bathroom fittings for us? But you don't mind because you're a plumber. Mm. It's true, isn't it?
Spot on, yeah.
Absolutely.
So do you do any charity stuff? Do you do like one or two? You do one or two a year?
We organise our own charity events for usually locally disabled children.
Yeah.
And we do a Christmas dance and sometimes a summer dance as well for them. And
we did a summer dance a few weeks ago, actually, in Upminster.
Yeah.
And it was an 80s themed dance, so it was all 80s music and everyone dressed up and... So big success.
What sort of... You're going to play us a couple of tunes now. And so you play all over Essex and you play all over the country as well, don't you?
We do, yeah, because we're in a couple of theatre shows as well that travel all over the country. So it's why we sound so tired, basically.
One of them's called Rock and Roll Paradise.
Mm.
That's a big show.
I think we've got one in August in Clacton, haven't we, for that show?
Yeah, it's
the
in
West
Cliff Theatre,
the end of Clacton.
In September, it's at the Town Gate in Basildon.
Oh, yes, of course.
So how many gigs are you doing a week? About three or four, would you say? About three on average?
Yeah, three or four, I guess.
Four.
Yeah.
We used to do six or seven.
Oh, my God.
Because we were doing two a day sometimes.
Yeah.
And, it was hard work.
Yeah.
We're a bit older now. We have to take it easy now. I like a game of golf and...
He did travel in on a golf buggy this morning, which I thought was quite impressive.
Yeah.
Now, what's the first song you're going to do? And tell us why you picked this song to do.
Why did you pick this song, Jenny?
Because it's the first one I thought of.
We've got no real plans. We just came and didn't have any...